The response to Senator Obama's speech on race is just one of the factors Democrats are now grappling with in the campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination. NPR's Juan Williams joins us now to look at several factors facing the Democrats and Republicans in this presidential race. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
But let's stick with the speech for a moment. We just heard Audie's report on how black congregations in Tennessee reacted to Obama's speech. And you've been looking at the latest polls at this moment. What is the snapshot on what it looks like his speech accomplished or didn't accomplish?
Renee, we see in one poll, for example, Democratic voters, when they're asked their preference now between Senators Obama and Senator Clinton, that was tied in February. Now we see Clinton up slightly and Obama's negatives going up slightly again. And also, a third of voters in this poll said that Wright, the whole controversy over Reverend Wright, has caused them doubts. That includes a quarter of the Democrats and about a quarter of the independents. So that holds or portends some difficulty for Senator Obama as he goes into Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Indiana, especially states with substantial white populations as he tries to break into those voter constituencies. Senator Obama has ads right now up on the air in Pennsylvania, and he's been doing some campaign rallies there. But again, according to the poll, Senator Clinton is holding steady with about a 15% point lead. So the things that had worked for Senator Obama in the past, the ads and the rallies, do not seem to be working for him at the moment.
Now, Barack Obama did receive, though, a major endorsement late last week by a former rival, Governor Bill Richardson of New Mexico. And Richardson, who had been very close with the Clintons, has been urging Democrats to come together, to unify, and stop just short of saying that Hillary Clinton should drop out of the race.
That's right, Renee. When Governor Richardson endorsed Senator Obama last week, he said it's time to wrap up the process. But Senator Obama's campaign manager, I might add, called Senator Clinton a deeply flawed candidate, suggested she wasn't, and her campaign, not going anywhere. The Obama camp is also making the case that there's no way Senator Clinton can catch Senator Obama in terms of delegates, in addition to which Senator Obama has about 10 times the cash on hand that Senator Clinton has. So with all of that, the Clinton team is on the defensive and having to say that in terms of achieving the 2025 number of pledged delegates necessary to seal the nomination, neither candidate's going to get there, and that Senator Clinton, with the upcoming contest and some momentum, could close the gap in delegates, but particularly in the popular vote. And then she's also making the case she's more electable in November because she outperformed Senator Obama in big states. So that's the state of the argument between the two campaigns.
And what about the decision in Florida and Michigan not to revote? Does that mean that Hillary Clinton, if you look at it, can't catch up on the delegate count?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what Senator Obama's camp is saying. And right now it appears to be settled, Renee, that there's not going to be a revote in Florida or Michigan, that Senator Clinton pushed late initially saying, you know what, count the votes in Florida. Both names are on the ballot and give me credit for competing in Michigan. She went to Michigan last week and also said she raised $12 million to pay for another revote. But Senator Obama's team was able to block that in the legislature. There's a suit pending in Florida, and the court could say that the Democratic National Committee has disenfranchised voters. But as I say, that's pending, and so it's not clear what the outcome would be. At this point, it would look more likely that you would have some seating at the convention and then a split proportionally or so, but not to great advantage to Senator Clinton, who won those states.
And Juan, just briefly, we'll go to the Republican side. Senator John McCain is home from his trip abroad. What is he facing now that he's home from the Middle East and Europe?
Well, you know, this week he's got a major foreign policy speech in Los Angeles to pick up on the trip he made to the Middle East and specifically into Iraq. And while he was out there, and not only in the Middle East, but in Europe, he was denouncing torture, suggesting that he, unlike President Bush, would close Guantanamo Bay, wants to take action on global warming. But the key, Renee, is raising money. He's behind substantially. So he's got to tell his story, according to his campaign folks, and raise big bucks. So far, the party's not rallying behind him in terms of putting out the dollars.
Juan, thanks.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams.